Westlock. The Pembina North Community School, PNCS, Panthers and RF Staples School, RFS, T-Birds will be adding four more championship banners to the rafters as both schools' boys and girls' junior high volleyball teams are 2022 zone champions. While 14 teams, including White Court, Barrhead, Athabasca, Morinville, Edson and Onaway, converged on the Rotary Spirit Center November 3 for the North Central Junior High 3J Zone Tournament, it was the host T-Birds who ruled the day. The boys were dominant on the floor, going undefeated in the round robin and downed Barrhead in three sets to claim the zone banner. The girls meanwhile finished second in their pool, then posted wins over Athabasca and Onaway in the quarter and semi-finals before dispatching Edson in the Thursday night final. RFS Athletic Director Kyle Beatty, who coached the junior girls to their zone banner, said the four zone titles are an accomplishment the entire Westlock area can be proud of. "Looking ahead, it certainly looks promising for volleyball for the next couple of years," said Beatty, noting the school's boys and girls triple ball teams also recently picked up gold and silver at a Barrhead tourney. "The program overall is really strong." Panthers strike. On the road in Hinton November 3 for the single-day, 16-team North Central Junior High 1J Zone Tournament, both PNCS squads finished atop their round-robin pools, then plowed through the semi-final and finals. The boys bested Hinton's Father Gerard Redmond Community Catholic School 2-0 in the final, while the girls, who didn't drop a set all day, defeated Swan Hill School 2-0. Boys coach Mike Ivy and girls coach Sarah Hall couldn't be happier for the kids, saying their hard work and commitment to improvement throughout the course of the season really paid off at zones. "We're very proud of them for sure. They worked hard all year. It's a huge accomplishment to win a zone championship. Both teams had great days and we were pretty pumped that both the boys and girls could get it done," said Ivy the morning after the event. "They came so far during the season and they really peaked for zones," added Hall. Divisionals on tap. All four zone champions will now turn their attention to the all-day divisional tournament slated for November 15 at the Rotary Spirit Center, a 14-team affair that draws clubs from Barrhead to Athabasca. Both Ivy and Hall said that event will be a tough test but one they're looking forward to. "We're looking forward to it and hopefully we can pull that one off too," said Hall. "We're definitely excited for that tournament. We compete really well against those teams and we're looking forward to it for sure," added Ivy. George Blaise, TownandCountryToday.com.